The first time that I was incarcerated was in 2008. I did 4 months then, and again in 2011, which I was there for 13 months. When I went to prison the first time, I honestly thought that I was going to get out and do things like normal society would do. However, that just wasn't the case for me. I got out and completely forgot about the life that I had just lived for 4 months. Like that whole rehabilitation process had never happened. I can tell you about the experience that changed my life to make me want to do something different. I was sitting in treatment one night. I was doing evening classes, and my second youngest sister had just gotten shot. Her boyfriend had shot her in the back of the head. I kept screaming to my higher power, "If you just let her live, I'll be good for the rest of my life," because I didn't know if she was going to make it. But knowing that I can make it, that I can do something different with my life and make her proud of me whether or not she lived or died. And I stayed clean, you know, and I'm still clean. I have a little over 4 years. Since I've gotten clean this last time, some of the goals that I plan to accomplish in the next few years are, I want to become a probation and parole officer. That is one of my ultimate goals because my passion is to be able to help somebody that I've been in their shoes. The help that people need coming into or even out of prison is resources. I came out of prison homeless with nothing and couldn't receive food stamps, couldn't receive any sort of benefits to help me get back on my feet. They weren't able to help me with groceries, they weren't able to help me with housing, and they gave me like 3 one-ride passes. You know, I can't find a job with 3 one-ride passes. You know, I had an estranged relationship with my children for the longest time, up until about 6 months ago. It is very amazing to rekindle that relationship, you know. Even them themselves, they tell me all the time, you know, because my oldest one, he's in his second year of college, and he tells me all the time how proud of me he is. It's breathtaking, for real.